Welcome to Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. I'm Megan, and I'll be your coach for the duration of this podcast. We're going to be diving into topics surrounding life, love, and the spaces in between. If you don't like swearing, I suggest you stop listening now because some of my podcasts do drop a few F-bombs. I specialize in no bullshit commentary and real talk that aims to help you be your best you or have your best relationship. So settle in, grab a coffee, and let's step into today's episode. A massive hello and thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. If you are listening to this on iTunes or a podcast platform that allows for written reviews, it would mean the world to me if you left one. When you leave a review, as in a written one, it helps my visibility increase so others can find the podcast. So I would really appreciate you taking a few minutes after this to do that if you wish to. If you do that, I just want to say a massive and huge heartfelt thank you in advance. Now, today's podcast is all about mind games. Are you playing them when it comes to your romantic relationships? Are you playing them when it comes to entering the dating scene? Are you playing them when it comes to who you are online? Are you playing them when it comes to your long-term relationship? So on and so forth. The thing about mind games is we often talk about them like they always happen to us, but sometimes you might be the one who's playing them. I want you to think of scenarios where you didn't text back straight away because you wanted to play it cool. That's a mind game. Perhaps you posted a picture on social media in the hopes of eliciting a response from the person you're keen on. That's a mind game. You might even have not spoken up about how you feel in order to test your abilities, partner to read you. That's a mind game. Mind games suck. They are the fucking worst. They don't help relationships in any positive way. And they might momentarily make you feel good when you're doing them, but ultimately, they're fucking shit. So I want to talk about that. Because the thing is, I don't want you to play mind games with people, and I don't want people playing mind games with you. So today I'm talking about 11 signs that demonstrate mind games so you can better identify them not only in yourself, but when it comes to the people that you are interacting with. Starting with mind game number one. You're playing the cool girl or the cool guy. If the person you're presenting in the early stages of dating isn't actually how you are or feel, you are playing games. This cool persona where you pretend that things don't bother you, oh, I don't get jealous, oh, yeah, I'm one of the boys, or yeah, I love talking about this romantic stuff. And if that isn't who you are and you're putting that persona forward as if it is, that's a fucking mind game. It's totally deceitful as well. And I get it. In the early stages of dating, you want things to flow and you want to put on this persona, but ultimately, it's not who you are. So doing it actually doesn't help you. Putting on that persona doesn't help. And like I said, it's a mind game. Number two, when it comes to mind games, you subscribe to supposed rules when it comes to dating, such as waiting a certain amount of time in between texts. Do you want to know the fun fact about relationship rules? There are none. So stop making them up. Stop subscribing to others. Stop subscribing to relationship rules that your friends have told you or your family has told you or the internet told you or Cosmo told you or a bloody blogger told you. Just put them out of your head. You've got to walk your own path and do what's right for you. Because if you are participating in that, oh, I've got to wait 3 days to text back, blah, blah, it's a fucking mind game. That rule shouldn't even exist anyway. I don't fucking get it personally. The only rule, if you want to have a rule when it comes to relationships, if you want to have a rule when it comes to dating, it should be this. Be yourself. That's the rule. If there is any other thing that you take away from this podcast, I hope it's that. When it comes to the dating world, be yourself. Because if you are participating in other types of rules, they're mind games, so stop it. Number three, when it comes to mind games, you're chasing power. And I hear this shit all the time when it comes to my clients. My partner's got the power, or I feel like I'm lower than my partner, or I need the power back in the relationship. You shouldn't have power in a relationship or when it comes to dating. There is no such thing as a person having power in a relationship. You should be dating your equal. It shouldn't be, oh, my husband has more power than I do. My wife has more power than I do. It's Oh, it's so infuriating to hear. Relationships are about equality. It is about two people being equal, showing up equally, having equal strength, equal everything. If you are dating someone who feels above you, you got to open that conversation up, because power is a mind game. Power is a mind fuck. If you are struggling in this area when it comes to your relationship or how you perceive the power to be in your relationship, mind game. You've got to get some help. Open the communication lines. Go see your counselor, see your coach, see your psychologist, whoever you need to. But definitely chasing power in any type of relationship is a total game, and it's something you need to eliminate and fix immediately. Number four, when it comes to mind games, you use social media as a weapon. Have you ever posted something to make someone else jealous? Have you ever chucked up an Instagram story and then gone through who's viewed you to see if the person you like is viewing it? Yep, these are mind games, and they gotta stop. If you are using social media as a tool to get someone jealous, you are 100% playing games. Number five, when it comes to playing mind games, you play hard to get. Just stop it with this behavior if you are. It's not cool, it's not alluring, it's not sexy, it's not cute, it's not flirty, it's just fucking rude, and it's a total mind game. Number six, when it comes to mind games, you withhold affection. So if you are withholding affection, words of kindness, and things like that in the early stages of dating or in a relationship in order to somehow have the illusion of power, or to be able to call the shots, or to be able to do something in your relationship that works in your favor, you are playing games. Don't do it. It's not cool. Withholding affection is mean and totally manipulative. Number seven, when it comes to mind games, you send mixed messages. So are you hot, then cold? Are you yes, then you're no? Oh my God, I could not go into that. I'm so sorry. But seriously, are you keen and then all of a sudden you're not keen? Do you show interest and then take it away? This is a mind game, and it is a mind fuck. So stop participating in it. Mixed messages suck. You're either in or you're out. Number eight, when it comes to mind games, you use guilt trips. Now, this is when you make your partner or the person you're interested in feel bad about something that they've done. It's also a really, really early indicator of somebody who might gaslight you, because using a guilt trip to make somebody do something else, total gaslighting move. So don't engage in this behavior, because it's a total mindfuck and a mind game. Number nine, when it comes to mind games, you try to make them jealous. As I said earlier, doing something in the hopes that the person you're dating or interested in gets jealous, total mind game. And also, you should never want to engage in a behavior that intentionally makes somebody feel jealous, because we don't always know how people react when they're in that state of mind. And somebody who acts out of jealousy, we don't know if that's going to be at a level 1 or a level 10. So if you're ever intentionally doing something to elicit a jealous response, you are playing mind games, and you have to stop it immediately, because that is really fucked up. Number 10, when it comes to mind games, you engage in the silent treatment. Ugh, everybody hates the silent treatment. It is so passive aggressive and a total mind game. Stop it. Number 11, and this is the last one I'm going to give you when it comes to mind games and why you need to stop playing them. You're vague about where the relationship is going. Being vague is such a mind game, especially in the early days of dating. Don't do it to people, and don't let people do it to you. People will show you if they are keen. You will know it. You won't even have to question it. Same goes with you. If you are interested, be interested. If you are not, be transparent and say that. Otherwise, you're engaging in mind games, and that's fucked. And like I said in the beginning, I don't want you to play mind games with people, but I really don't want them playing mind games with you. And if you want somebody to treat you in a particular way that's positive, respectful, friendly, and nice, you need to be treating them the exact same way as well. So I'm going to wrap it up here. If you are sharing this podcast on socials, please don't forget to tag me. I love hearing from you and seeing my podcast pop up in your stories. It means so much to me. And I guess I'll leave it here and I'll speak to you next time. Bye.
If you like what you heard, I'd love for you to leave me a review. If you want to come follow me on socials, Instagram @MeganLuscombe_, Twitter @MeganLuscombe, Facebook @Megan.Luscombe Australia.